This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, October 6th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. More than 200 national and state agriculture organizations appealing today to President Donald Trump for economic assistance, and a top White House official said an aid package would be announced really, really soon. A letter sent to the White House today, signed by 215 groups, doesn't directly mention the impact of the president's trade policy, which has resulted in China shutting down purchases of U.S. farm commodities. The letter notes that while the budget reconciliation bill signed into law this summer included significant changes to commodity programs, farmers won't see the resulting payments until October next year. The letter reads, in the meantime, growers will continue to face enormously challenging market conditions. The letter goes on to note that Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins is considering additional ways to assist producers. The letter reads, we need help. We encourage you to continue using your considerable international leverage to secure new export market access for farm products. In other news today, U.S. farm economy heading to the end of the year with record high production costs keeping farmers in the negative. 2025 production costs are projected at $467 billion. That according to the American Farm Bureau Federation and a note citing USDA data. That's up over 12% from last year, up 21% from the 10-year average. American Farm Bureau's Faith Parham said each major cost category tells the same story. Inputs remain elevated, eroding profitability, making it harder for farmers to reinvest in their operations or build financial reserves. Soybeans, wheat, and cotton all had record costs for production per acre this year, according to the American Farm Bureau. Well, no weekly crop progress report from the USDA this afternoon. Market analysts anticipating that the corn harvest reported by the USDA would have been between 29 and 33% done as of Sunday. The industry also likely will not see the world ag supply and demand estimates this week. Absent those numbers, private analysts will provide the latest updates for the market to digest. Friday, S&P Global forecast the corn crop at 185.5 bushels an acre. StoneX forecast the crop at 185.9. Lynn and Associates a bit less optimistic, putting yields at 184.7, but still a monster crop at 16.63 billion bushels. For soybeans, Lynn and Associates more pessimistic with an estimated yield at 52.1 bushels an acre and a crop at 4.18 billion bushels, likely the result of the dry finish to the soybean crop. Absent the WASDE report, traders can only look to the performance of export sales, and the pace in the new marketing year for soybeans is 240 million bushels below a year ago. As to competition from Brazil, soybean farmers in Mato Grosso planted 15% of the crop compared to 6% for the average. Paraná's forecast to be already 40% planted. The start of the monsoon season is forecast to begin in northern Brazil. The quick planting pace could lead to some soybeans being available as early as late January. Southern Brazil and Argentina remain in good shape with respect to moisture. Brazilian President Da Silva asked U.S. President Trump today during a phone conversation to lift the 40% tariff imposed by the U.S. government on Brazilian imports. Trump posted on Truth Social that he had a good conversation with Lula. He said, quote, we discussed many things, but it was mostly focused on the economy and trade between our two countries. Trump said, quote, we will be having further discussions and we will get together in the not too distant future, both in Brazil and in the United States. Details of these and other stories available at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.